So, tell me a little bit about what you're working on. It sounds like you have such a quite such an exciting stuff happening.
Well, yes, I'm super excited because I'm right now for my the show Tell of Tales. I'm on the ballot for the Emmy consideration, and it's exciting because it's my first time, and I've been here for 14 years, so just to be able to for the Television Academy to recognize my work, that's it's like a dream come true. So, my category is Outstanding Actress in a Drama Series, and I play Lola. And it's fun. It's been a fun experience work developing that character. And I just got the news that we're doing season two. So things are doing well with that project.
Congratulations. And now when you figured out that you were going to be an Emmy considered and getting an Emmy consideration, what went through your mind?
Well, I was thinking like, wow, like I can't believe it because that's like that was one of my goals when I first moved to LA, and I knew that I needed to be patient and understand that it's a process. And I just to know that it finally happened is like, wow, okay, 14 years later, but it happened, you know?
Nice. And tell me a little bit about playing Lola. What's she like?
So Lola, she's a very tough, independent, and vulnerable person. I like the character because it is a very complex character. So she has a lot of ups and downs, but she is a very strong person. And she came from a tough environment growing up. So I just wanted to, when I was working on that character, I just thought, I want to bring justice to this, Lola, because she is, even though she's doing the career that she's not very happy with, but she still like, supports her family, and she's a single mother, and she knows that it is something temporary because she wants to get something different in her life, but she uses her experience to teach others, like her other dancers in the nightclub. And so she is really is someone that, had a tough life, but she's navigating and trying to make it day by day.
That's incredible, and I'm so thrilled about that. In what ways do you relate to her?
I can relate to her because we also have a, our background are similar as far as, I come, Mexican, and Lola is Latina, and big families, and then also just her determination to get out of that career that she has, to make a better future. And I feel that I have my drive is something that I have, that it's it really, like, as long as I want something, I will accomplish it. I will work hard at it and not give up.
Nice. And what else are you working on these days? You have any other projects on the horizon?
Yes, I actually just have I have a film out on Amazon Prime, and it's called Eye for Eye, and it's my first Western film, and I just won Best Actress at a festival for my role. So it was a fun experience. We shot it in Montana, and it was really incredible because I never been to Montana, and I also it took place in 1800s, the film. So it was nice to get in costume, hair, makeup, and being in that setting, and then to be able to work on another strong woman character, and yet vulnerable. I just love those roles, where it's like you have layers of many things, that creates this person, that is complicated, but still, stays grounded.
Incredible. And how do you relate to that character? Tell me a little bit about that.
I can relate to the character because she is she protects her family, and she will really she well that character has a child. I don't have children, but she definitely protects her child to make sure that he's safe. And I feel that I protect a lot of my family, so I understand the whole having to protect others and then just being there for my family and friends, and also just to fight for equality. Like my character in Eye for Eye, she's constantly fighting for her, for equal rights, and also for her voice. And I just feel that I can relate to that because my whole life I've been fighting for that, for my freedom, equal rights, and my voice. So definitely we have a lot in common.
Amazing. And I think you are really going to be a great role model. Just as an aside for the young women watching you, I think you're a great role model.
Oh, thank you. And I also wrote a book during the lockdown.
I know it's, you did. Yes.
Breaking the Mold. And it's been a fun journey. It was my first book. I wrote it during the lockdown because things were really looking pretty bad. Like I would be driving home and seeing so many tents outside, so much poverty, abuse and discrimination all over the LA, all over the world. And I just thought, it's time for me to share my experience, my life lessons, because I experienced a lot of the same things that I was seeing. But I was able to work at it to overcome them and have a future. So I thought it would be a perfect time for me to do that. And so I just, you know, reflected, and it took me a year. And then we released it. It's at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. And I've been getting a lot of great messages from readers, fans that read it from all over the world, and they were inspired to share their own experience. So that's a good feeling. And I also, you know, just finished a college tour, you know, a school tour, because I also went to elementary schools and middle schools and high schools. And I share with a lot of the students, a lot of migrant students that, you know, didn't speak English, or they feel like they didn't have a lot of opportunities because of their situation. And a lot of them would talk to me that they got inspired. And I had a situation where this girl came and talked to me the next day as we were leaving one city, and she had teary eyes, and she says, "I wanted to thank you. I was about to drop out of school because we're really poor and I don't think I can go to college, but you inspire me to know that you were very poor too, and that you were able to go to school and you didn't let that stop you." So I told my counselor that I would stay in school. And she started crying. I was like, wow, like it was like an emotional tour, you know, because you don't think your experience really, like when you're at, you know, and during that period of time that you're experiencing everything, you don't think your experience will be important later. You know, like who cares about your story? Like everybody's experience is like, that's what you think when you're in that situation, you know? But as I got older, I realized that it is important to share, because I was able to push a lot of the things and move forward, but I needed the right time, and the pandemic was the perfect time to share it.
That's amazing. I'm so proud of you. And where can we follow your journey on social media so everyone can see how amazing you are?
Thank you. Yeah, I can. So I have Instagram, Blanca Blanco Actress, and I also have Twitter at Blanca Blanco, and then I have Facebook, but nobody really has fake Facebooks nowadays, but if you do, just enter my name and I'm there. I do have my personal website, blancablanco.com, and you can just see all my social medias there. It's like a one-stop shop, you know, you just go there, you find all my social medias, all my work, everything is there.
Wonderful. Well, it was such a pleasure to speak to you, and I can't wait to speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Sammy. You have a great day, and thank you for taking your time as well. And hopefully you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.